Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
A few minutes past 5 p.m. DGS. Get your DGS 5 tickets at 971talk.com/DGSLive. Skip, Nick and I had a conversation over the weekend I thought would have interested you. He said, I forget what we were talking about, something about music. And I think it's like we're talking about like the Cahokia Mounds and 1,000 years from now and the aliens and blah, blah, blah. He said, I wonder how long it'll be until like the music of the 20th century is condensed into one thing. Like he said that from like 1100 to 1700, all the music is the same to him.
Yeah.
You know, because when I picture it, it's all like, yeah, it didn't change. Whereas someone in 1750 would have looked at the music from 1700 and been like, wow, we've really come a long way on that.
Right, right.
So how long is it until people look back and go, yeah, Benny Goodman and the Rolling Stones and U2 are all from the same era?
Boy, I don't know if that... There's just so much more volume of it. I mean, how many different genres were there for almost 2,000 years? You know, you had Mozart writing operas and you had... You know, Strauss writing waltzes, but it was still the same instruments playing them. They didn't sound that much different, whether you put vocals to it or not. I mean, was there that much a difference? I mean, Betty Goodman and Hank Williams and the Rolling Stones, like you said, that's like three different forms of media almost.
But would people from that era think the same thing about Mozart and Strauss? Because they're all using guitars and drums and bass. Would people 1,000 years from now listen to Benny Goodman and the Rolling Stones and go,
maybe.
I don't hear anything?
I mean, you get a little bit of that now because you have, you know, if you watch Access TV, you have, hey, here's the year 1972, and you'll throw, there'll be some country music in there, but that's not as broad of a, as a 20th century. I don't know. I don't know how, because how much different will the music be 1,000 years from now? I mean, I'm sure there'll be some differences, but I don't know. I mean, you go back and see where the music is now, and you still have a lot of people falling back on what would be the mainstream classic rock era as, you know, almost the reverse rebellion now. Because now people that are just having kids now, or maybe had kids like 10 years ago, started having kids, they were big into the rap and alternative. And now, you know, their kids are going to come back, I think, and fall back into classic rock instead of to rebel against their parents, instead of getting to something new, unless there's something weird out there that I don't understand what's going to morph to.
What?
I mean, you just morph into weird sounds? I mean, how does it...
What do you... Yeah, I was going to say, what do you guys think has been the most... Oh, my God. I didn't know music like that was possible that was more than just a tiny little sliver thing. Because I could just play a dissonant note on a ukulele and have 10 people go, genius. But what was the most, like, made it big mainstream where you go, oh, I didn't even know this was possible?
I think electric guitar. I think when the guitar got electrified and you could do so much more than just play simple chords and, you know, and then you throw into the Mississippi Delta blues that influenced all of those great musicians. I just never heard anything about it's all improv, it's all chord progressions, but little riffs in between them, and nothing's written down, and that whole thing just influenced everybody. All the 60s rock and roll that morphed and then influenced everybody behind it all came out of that blues, even if they didn't play the blues themselves. That's what made them fall in love with guitars and get their first guitar and all that. I mean, the pioneers of that.
And the way that people in 1910 couldn't even imagine that,
no.
They couldn't even envision it.
No.
I guess there's something that we can't envision that 20 years from now everyone loves, but it's harder.
Right, it is. It would be, I mean, we couldn't, when you and I were like in eighth grade, could we have envisioned hip-hop the way it is now? No, but I mean, hip-hop, so much of the sampling comes from the music before it. You know, they'll, you know, not all of it, but certainly a lot of it. So there's still, it's still an offshoot. I don't know. I think when the stuff got electrified and amps and electric guitars, I think that was the biggest jump where it turned a lot of people's light bulbs on in their head.
You guys agree?
I think so.
Yeah, I can't really think of
anything, yeah.
That was more.
I mean, before that, you had to go to like Benny Goodman and have a full orchestra to get that full
right.
of a sound. To get that full of a sound that electric guitar could do. You had to have 19 instruments all playing together to be able to fill a auditorium
and
with
I
that
know
much sound.
The same way, like my dad thought the Beatles were so stupid and that's just noise, it's not music. And Phoebe said that about Working Man. That when my grandkids are listening to whatever it is, and I say, that's so dumb. I get that it's generational.
Right.
But it also feels like we're kind of running out of new things to do.
Yeah.
And maybe it's just dumb.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I see a lot of young, middle teenagers that are going back and they are listening to Kesey and that type of music, maybe even The Point on some of that. But they're going back and listening to the rock. And it's like, and a big part of it is because it's not what their parents listen to, because they're in every generation, it's mm-hmm. the teenagers that say, "I'm not listening to my mom and dad's music." We all know that, but instead of inventing something new, they're kind of going back to their grandparents' music as a rebellion on their parents. I see that happen with a lot of people in that age group.
Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm.
Want to move on? Do you like this one?
I did. I liked it, but I didn't have a ton. I mean, I got some really good movies on here.
I've got way more than I thought I was going to have.
What's the category?
Category is movies that take place in a hotel. But it doesn't have to be like, you know, hotel-centric, but it should be a big part of the plot.
Okay.
So with you?
Yeah, all right. I mean, I think, is probably the number one seed. It might be, I think things can beat it, but this is the first thing I thought of immediately just stuck out in my mind, and that's The Shining.
Yep.
Yeah.
I didn't even write it down because I knew it would exactly. go so early.
Which, it should. I think that's the one to beat.
I think it's the one to beat.
Yep.
I've got a few I think could beat it, but yeah.
I mean, it's a horror movie, so you have to like horror movies. It's not, there's some horror movies that stand on its own as good dramas, but if you don't want to be scared, then it's not a good movie to watch. So there's other stuff that can beat it.
And it's one that the hotel is absolutely a character, maybe even the character.
Yeah,
exactly.
Tone?
Hotel Transylvania.
Woo!
I like that one.
Oh, yeah. That movie's so good.
It's good as the I've next two.
It's
terrible.
So
I've never,
good.
I've never seen it.
Oh, it's one of the really good Disney. It's really good.
Is it Disney?
I think so.
Wow.
And 2 and 3 are awful. Just terrible
I liked
movies.
Two. I did not like 3. I liked 2.
They came out when Phoebe was small enough to care, and even she was like, that's terrible. But one's a classic. One's great.
Really?
It's great.
I'll have to check that out. I've never seen it.
My turn?
Rachel?
Sorry, I'm all thrown off because the order is different now that we lost someone who shall not be named. I'm going to go with, this is the first one that popped into my head, Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. The Plaza Hotel.
Oh, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. And our president made a cameo.
I think I'm the only person I know that does not like the Home Alone movies.
What?
I just never have liked them.
No, I haven't. I'm with you.
Not even the first goofy one? No?
I just didn't like it. I don't know. Everybody told me how great it was, and that, you know, I saw it late, so that's part of the problem. You always get overhype. But just didn't like them.
I will go John Wick.
Yes, I was going to surprise with that. I thought
it was my. Yeah. I had it as my number one.
That's good.
Look,
that's a good
one. It is the first thing on my list.
Yeah,
John Wick.
I wish they would. I mean, I know John Wick 3 is coming out this summer. I wish they would do a prequel. Like, I would love to know the whole backstory to the hotel and the money and the gold coins and
also remember when the Russian guy told his son that. When John Wick wanted to retire, we gave him an impossible task, and he completed it, which is why he went on a retirement, and that's what built our syndicate to begin with. I'd like to know that story of that impossible task.
Yeah.
So Hotel Transylvania was not a Disney movie, but Disney has taken over the rights, and they
of course
are the
they
ones
have.
That, they're the ones that have the Hotel Transylvania television show as a Disney Channel. I was going to say, I know I see it on Disney Channel, so that's why I just assumed.
All right.
Same thing with John Wick, weirdly.
Yeah.
All right. Have you ever seen Hotel Rwanda?
No.
I have. Mm-mm.
Okay, so should we not include it?
I think
it's an absolutely wonderful movie.
Don Cheadle.
Yeah, very, very good. So let's go with, I don't want to keep doing horror movies, but let's just go with Psycho.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
Ooh, my list is going to be
Bates another great Motel.
I've got plenty, you guys.
If Motel is okay.
My list is in trouble. John Wick, Hotel Transylvania,
John
Psycho.
Wick 2, right?
Me?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Hotel Transylvania 2. No, I'm kidding. Pretty Woman.
I had that one too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And
it's mostly in a hotel.
Yeah.
That's where you take your prostitutes. I'm going to go. Has anyone seen Lost in Translation?
Yes. Oh, that's a great one.
I love that movie.
It's another one. I guess I'm just being a crabby, but that's another one. I just didn't get why people liked it so much. Did you like that?
I did.
Yeah.
Did you see who I pointed to? I was asking.
Oh, no. I wasn't looking. Sorry.
She's doing her own show.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
5:30 DGS. Coop Weber is here, not only the sponsor of the Sweet 16, but the sponsor of the DGS 5 coming up on May 23rd. Get your tickets at 971talk.com/DGS live. Doing the Sweet 16 of the best movies having something to do with the hotel. So I'm just going to throw this out there. I think we have retired Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, we were just talking about that.
Were you?
Okay. We were just talking about that, yeah.
I refrained from putting that down because it's, one, it fits in so many categories because of all the thing. But yeah, I didn't. But if you guys want to put it on there, I'm okay with it.
Is that your pick, Dave?
No, I'm just throwing it out there.
I would leave it off the list, no matter what the category,
because we all like it so much, but I didn't even think, when Tony said it, I go, oh yeah, there was even two hotels in that movie.
Yeah.
I forgot about it, yeah.
Yeah, it works, but I left it off.
Yeah, let's leave it off.
Okay.
Unless we just need it.
Okay.
All right.
Whose turn?
Yours.
I'm a huge fan of the movie Somewhere in Time.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody else?
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that, too. That is a good movie.
Seen it.
Yeah. Christopher Reeve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Jane Seymour.
Yeah.
You ever seen it?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Leave it off then. 1408.
That's what Twitter's saying.
John Cusack.
Another horror movie.
Cusack classic.
Another horror movie.
Skip.
Okay. I think I got a couple good ones here, but this one is, have you ever seen Identity?
Yeah. Another John Cusack?
That's, another John. Mm-hmm. It's like a remake of 10 Little Indians where it's all the...
All right, I'm putting it on.
Have you seen it?
I have not, but have Tony has.
I thought you said yes.
Sorry.
Oh, never mind.
I'm aware of the movie.
I'm going to go then. I'll take that off. How about Ocean's 11?
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yep.
Did anyone see the remake that came out? Probably not. With all the girls. Okay. Skip's just silently shaking his head and Tony's staring into the distance.
I hate to say it. I didn't even see Ocean's 12 and 13, and I love Ocean's 11. I don't know why I didn't, you know.
All right, Tony?
Planes, Trains, and...
There's a winner.
So we were talking about this off the air. Dave, I want to get your thoughts. I had written down Dirty Dancing, but I didn't know if that's a resort and not a hotel or if it...
That works.
I think it definitely qualifies.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Dirty Dancing.
Another movie I can be crabby about.
Yeah. Can't go with you on that one. I love Dirty Dancing.
I am going to go with a pick from Twitter, which I thought was amazing, Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Crap. That's the only one I have left.
Oh, man. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm tapped out now, too.
I remember,
So we'll just start.
I had Ocean's 11, but that's,
Oh, did you really? That's one of the ones I thought you wouldn't have.
No, I had it. I had it, but it's gone.
How about Beverly Hills Cop? Remember when he checks into the hotel there and then he gets a banana in the tailpipe? And there's like four or five scenes in the movie there. It was the other one.
Here's one that we're all going to be ashamed that we didn't think of. It's from John on Twitter. I mean, I'm sorry. It's from Herschel on Twitter. Groundhog Day. It's a great one.
Mm.
I was excited for it. I'm putting it on the list.
I had the best exotic Marigold Hotel, which I think is a pretty...
How many do we need?
I've never seen that one. We need three.
Crap.
I have the Grand Budapest Hotel. That's a Wes Anderson.
I have the Hangover.
That's a good one.
Yeah, there you go. So what else you got, Skip?
Best exotic Marigold Hotel in Grand Budapest. That's it.
All right, I'm out.
Man, I'm out.
All right, putting on Grand Budapest and Planes, Trains. Right?
Uh-oh, Planes, Trains.
All right, well.
Has everybody seen Grand Budapest?
I've seen it.
At this point, it doesn't matter.
That's enough.
Yeah, no. Ready to put on Transylvania 3. Fine.
Oh, another one. If we don't want to put on Planes, Trains, Mike on Twitter says Rocky Horror Picture Show.
How about Hotel for Dogs? Oh, that's a joke.
So what are we putting on?
I don't care.
I don't care either.
All right. I'll just put on Rocky Horror.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sweet 16 of hotel movies. The Shining versus Rocky Horror.
Shining.
1408 versus Ocean's 11.
I'll go Ocean's 11 just because I don't like scary movies.
I'm going to go Ocean's 11.
Yeah, I'm going to go Ocean's 11 too.
Are we going to have Sue be the tiebreaker?
Sure.
In case of?
John Wick versus Groundhog Day.
John Wick.
The hotel was more prevalent in John Wick.
John Wick. No business on the premises.
Were you disappointed when he broke that rule? Did you want to see that like...
But he didn't he didn't start the breaking. Adrian Pilecki or whatever, she started the breaking of the rules, so he kind of...
Adrian.
I wouldn't say...
Yeah, and she broke it a little too easily.
Yeah.
Like in John Wick 1.
I thought he broke it a little too easily, too. I kind of had that same, like, okay, now it's not really a rule anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There has to be major consequences.
Psycho versus Beverly Hills Cop.
I think Psycho is more in line with the category, so I'm going to say Psycho.
That's a good
Psycho.
One. Brian Main, Bachelor Party?
Yeah, long time ago. That's right.
I'm going Psycho as well.
I'll go Psycho too.
Hotel Transylvania versus Grand Budapest.
Hotel Transylvania.
I'm going Grand Budapest.
I'll go Grand Budapest because I haven't seen Hotel Transylvania.
Sue, it's up to you.
You are missing out.
Oh, sorry. Grand Budapest. Love it.
Yes.
Lost in Translation versus Dirty Dancing.
Ooh. Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
Rachel, you put those together on purpose, didn't you?
Perfectly.
I remember the time when we were friends.
Which one of these is Skip going to hate more?
Not so long ago.
I'm going Lost in Translation. It's all about the hotel.
I will go Lost also.
Okay. Home Alone 2 versus Hangover.
Hangover.
I'll go Home Alone.
I'll go on Hangover just because of the Mike Tyson scene in the hotel room.
I do love that movie.
The tiger in the bath.
Yeah, so exactly. Ridiculous. Love it.
And Pretty Woman versus Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Pretty Woman.
Yeah.
I think I'll go Forgetting Sarah Marshall, too. That's pretty funny.
Me, too. Sue's got to break the tie.
I don't know. What'd you say, Dave?
No, I'm going with Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, Elite Eight of hotel movies, The Shining versus Ocean's 11.
Shining.
Yeah.
Shining. Yeah, Shining.
The Shining.
John Wick versus Psycho.
I'm going Wick.
John Wick.
No matter how much of the movie The Psycho was in a hotel, I'm still going John Wick.
I agree.
Budapest versus Lost in Translation.
Lost in Translation.
Budapest for me.
I've only seen Lost.
Don't have you seen either of them?
As soon as Rachel flipped over to Lost, I saw Lost in Translation,
didn't like it, and I don't know the other one.
Well, then
you would like it more than you would like Grand Budapest.
Yeah, you would. It has hotel in the name. One of them does.
Yeah, that one then. Yeah.
Which way are we going?
Hotel in the name. Wait a minute. Can I make it a tie? I should make it a tie and make Suvo because I don't know. No, because I don't know. It's more fair that somebody that knows break.
I've seen them both. I'll go Budapest.
There you go.
Yes, the unknown one is two rounds in.
And Hotel Transylvania.
Hangover versus Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Hangover.
Hangover.
Totally.
Sarah.
Sarah.
Oh, Hangover. You can't beat Hangover.
Well, we knew that's the one you'd vote for there, too.
Yes, you're great. I didn't even think about that.
Skip, how's April been?
Like, April been has been really, really awesome. And I am nervous that our Silverado incentives are going to go down because it's been such a good month. I think that I'm just nervous about that. And I say that, and I'll probably stay strong, but the reason why I say that is we have through next Tuesday to take advantage of the best, biggest discounts we've ever had on the 2018 crew cabs, which are going away, and the start of the 2019 on all model Silverados. And it's just such a, you know, it's just a hot vehicle. I mean, you think about, oh, the prices have gone up on trucks, blah, 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 and then we still sell them hand over fist because of the incentives and because of how great the trucks they are. So I would encourage you, if you're thinking about it, to take a good look. Obviously, we're going to continue discounting it no matter what month it is. I don't want to sound like a hypocrite. You know, you have to pay list price if you don't buy in April. But I just am, you know, it's a second truck month. They're not going to extend truck month another month. They'll do some other different things. But they went March, extended truck month into April. So it just makes me nervous about the incentives being a little bit weaker, you know, just 8 days from now.
So I did a live today where I referenced you having a very, very different business model than anyone else.
Yes.
Was I lying about that?
No.
Okay.
No. I have talked to a lot of people around the country that can't believe we do what we do with our prices and the way we have it. I mean, you have to have volume, which means if we're running slow that we really go crazy. But if you don't have volume, it can hurt you bad. And so people are scared to do it that way. But we've got three well-established stores. We got the number one review, the most reviews, and the number one rating. I know we take care of people. So, you know, it's just, it doesn't make me that nervous. I think our pricing is, you know, there's a lot of people that try to match our pricing by using weird gimmicks. Oh, yeah, if you can get that price, we'll give you that price too, as long as you know, are a recent college grad or military and blah, blah, blah. And they don't disclose it that well on the online, so we have to combat that. But that's why my current ad says unpack the gimmicks, go apples to apples. If you qualify for something else that's not on my website, you'll get that too on top of it to make the price even lower. So, yeah, our business model is just entirely different than a lot of people.
Yeah, it's like I was doing a line for John Royce. He always says, anyone can sell jewelry the way I do it. They just won't.
Right. Exactly.
Like I'm not breaking any laws.
That's exactly
right. You can do exactly what I do, but people just don't do it.
That's exactly right. Now, I'll tell you this. The way we sell stuff, there's some other brands that don't let you do what we do. Not Chevrolet, not Ford, because they say that our prices are so low it would cheapen their brand.
Mm.
And I've heard that on some three or four import brands. They don't want the discounts we give because it would cheapen their brand to have that much off list price. But tough. Yeah. It's better for the customer, and so we'll get more customers and we get more people into our big family.
Final four of movies featuring hotels, The Shining versus John Wick.
I'm sticking with John Wick.
That's a pretty good matchup.
And that should be the finals. Because the other one sucks.
On The Shining.
So whoever wins here is going to win, is what you're saying.
I have a question. Has anyone seen the movie Four Rooms?
No.
Because Twitter and Facebook are yelling at me because no one mentioned it. I've never even heard of this film. So.
Is it? Ask them if it's even a hotel movie.
they claim it's the ultimate hotel movie.
I've never
heard of
it either.
What y'all are talking about.
I think I know that movie, but I have not
Four
seen
rooms.
It.
It's out in 1995. Four interlocking tales that take place in a faded hotel on New Year's Eve.
Mm.
Sounds
well, you made it sound real creepy, so.
I don't know if it is.
So my question is, obviously, the entire movie The Shining, except for the very, very, very beginning, takes place in a hotel.
Yeah.
But I think if both movies were on and starting in 5 minutes, I'm watching John Wick. Irregardless of the hotel aspect of it. So I don't know if that's a vote for John Wick or not, but I guess it is.
So
John Wick.
I agree with you. I would watch John Wick,
but Shining is more in line.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. We all vote for different reasons. Yeah.
So I'll go Shining. Where we stand?
Two to one.
Shining.
All right, Sue.
Sue's a tiebreaker.
Shining.
She's never going to vote for John Wick.
Have you seen John Wick?
Of course not.
Oh, there you go. That's probably right. That's probably right, though, for a hotel.
Probably. Yeah.
Even though
I'm just finished. She's never seen John Wick.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, how do you get on this show? It's like part of the application.
I actually, Sue, in your defense, I spent, I think, 2 years doing Sweet 16s before they talked me into watching
really?
It.
Really? Yeah. All right.
I enjoyed it a lot.
Danielle
so,
says, I can't believe Hotel Transylvania lost out so fast. Danielle, I couldn't agree
should have been that in The Shining.
More. Couldn't agree more.
If Tony hadn't misrepresented it as a Disney movie, I might have
corrected myself
for it.
Immediately.
Grand Budapest versus Hangover.
Hangover.
I'm going Hangover, yeah.
Versus The Shining.
Shining.
The Shining.
Shining. We said it up front. It was number one seed.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we so disappointed when something obvious wins?
I know, exactly.
We always wanted to be like,
I guess it won.
We wanted to be that, like Butler winning the NCAA.
Yeah. I guess that award winning, unbelievable horror movie set in the hotel shouldn't win.
Right. Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back, DGS. A few minutes shy of 6 p.m. This sounds like an April Fool's joke. Have you guys read about All in the Family and the Jeffersons?
Coming back for this? Like one episode or something like that?
Woody Harrelson and Marissa Tomei are going to play Archie and Edith. And Jamie Foxx and Wanda Sykes are George and Wheezy Jefferson.
I don't like, that's 0 for 4. I'm not against the concept, but I don't like any of those castings.
No?
I mean, compare them all. Which one of them even comes close to your picture of the original characters?
And Will Ferrell's going to play Tom Willis.
That's probably that the closest one to the, you know. Yeah. I mean, I love Woody Harrelson. He's not Archie Bunker, is he?
No.
I mean,
and one night, it's only for one night, right?
Yeah.
Isn't it
really weird.
Weird.
And there's no way they're going to go full out.
Yeah.
That's the way that they, on both shows. The
Woody Harrelson would be a better meathead than Archie Bunker.
Both shows push the envelope, and there's no way they're going to do that.
Yeah, I just thought that was an odd choice of shows to do.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it'll all be like really PC jokes, like the tables have turned and now we're woke, but we're going to kind of reference back. I don't know. I don't think it's going to be good.
That's weird.
According to the Social Security office themselves, it's all going to run dry in 2035.
There you go. Ugh.
Yep. I'm familiar with that concept.
And you can't blame them. They keep saying, hey, look, I mean, that's right around the corner.
I'm in the middle of the very similar thing with Teamsters pension. There'll be people that say, we wasted it. You invested poorly, blah, blah, blah. Guess what? It's an upside down pyramid. You're paying more people stuff than people that are entering in it new. Okay. And people are living way longer than the actuarial tables of 1930 or whatever it was done. So yeah, it's just unsustainable. It has very little to do with the level of investment or whatever. I mean, it's a bad thing. It's something that needs to be addressed, and that's why the privatized. You know, people say, "Oh, you can't take it away from people." No, I don't want to take it away from people, but you got to save it. I mean, do you even expect to get anything from?
I'm not planning on it.
Yeah, you can't.
I figure anything that I get will be a bonus.
Yeah.
But it also makes me want to blow something up.
Yeah.
Because
you've been paying in it for a long time.
Paying in it my entire life.
But like I said, you know, people used to retire at 65 and die at 66.
Tony says this all the time. When they drop the bad news, and they're gonna, it may be that Tony's generation gets 80% or Rachel's generation gets 50%. But when they drop that real bad news, you better have that could, for the first time in our modern country, that could go violent.
Yeah.
And while I don't
advocate it,
mm-hmm.
I understand it.
Yeah.
I understand it. That if people are relying on that, and you know what? You should be able to rely on it.
Yeah.
Now, if you're relying on that as your retirement, I might think that you're making a mistake, But you have every right in the world.
Because you're told that's what it is.
To rely on at least
and
getting
it's
that money.
Taken from you.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, it's not like we had a choice. Not like we checked a box and said, oh, you know what? I'm not going to do that or I am going to do that.
Yeah.
But
no, it's a
shame. Think about the things that you know in your life. Like, oh, God, I dread this. How must those people feel? Or do they not care? Are they like, we'll be out of office by then?
I don't, like I said, there's some really tough choices that have to be made. Like, you don't have as many people. You have way more people being paid for way longer than all the tables back in the 1930s and 40s predicted. And that's good. Life expectancy increasing is great. But, I mean, you just don't have enough money coming into it.
And nobody wants to take the political hit of doing anything about
right.
it.
And with the way things are heading, it's spend more money. It's just like,
right?
Just get
forgive
to the,
all the student loan.
Forget all the
Exactly. People don't understand the concept of inflation. I mean, let's print some more money. No, then everything becomes, $200 bottles of milk. Nazi Germany.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.